Welcome back again, my friends. This is Chris, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, show number 93. Wow, getting so close to 100, it's hard to believe. I figured I would have been there much sooner than this, but, you know, life throws us all kinds of twists and turns, and we're here now, so that's all that really matters. So that first track, hope you enjoyed it, because I certainly did. I've listened to it more than 5 times now. Yep, more than 5. It's definitely going to end up in the playlist over on Spotify as well. So that was Terrence Jack. This is not the first time I have played Terrence. This is at least the second time. I can find records of playing Terrence back on show 62 on October 23rd, 2016. Yeah, it's been a while since we've played his stuff. So thank you so much, Terrence, for submitting this right to me. That track was Head In, Heart Out, and he is from BC. Though he does split his time between BC and LA. And that's pretty awesome. And we're hoping to get an interview with him down the road. And we're just all sorting out all those technical issues. I've got quite a few people that have said, yes, they'd love to do an interview with me. And we'd have that on the show. And we've also got a poll over on Patreon discussing how best to put those interviews in. Do you want to hear it as part of a regular show? Do you want to hear one as an insert instead of a show? How often do you want to hear these? So if you want to head over to the Patreon page, the poll is up and it is public to everyone. You do not have to be a paid member to vote, but you may have to set up a Patreon account. Patreon is free. You don't have to pay anything for it or to go vote. I'm also putting up some weekly behind the scene posts there. There's two up currently and there might be more coming. So you can always go check those out and learn a little bit more about the, hey, this is how we do things. So let's see what we can tell you about Terrence's album here that just released, I believe, back a couple weeks ago, July 10th. Yes, it came out July 10th. So this is just the first single from the album Bloom. He says, it's a perfect antidotal and a never-ending dread that has seized many of us during these trying times. My song was crafted both in Vancouver, Canada and Los Angeles before the world as we knew it shut down. This triumphant, infectious tune evokes breaking free from fear and doubt and emerging energized while embracing the road ahead. So currently, sadly, he is stuck down in LA and I feel sorry for him. And hopefully everybody down there is trying to do their best to stay safe and all that. So I can't wait to interview Terrence because he writes a whole bunch of fantastic things and would love to get more broad views on that rather than me just reading it from the email for you. But in case you're curious, he played JunoFest in 2018, the Grey Cup Festival in 2017. He's had 3 Cross Canada tours, 1 Cross USA tour, and he did get to play at the Canada 150 celebration at Canada Place in Vancouver. So yeah, lots of great stuff there. So thank you again, Terrence, for sending those over. Of course, you can find on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, and there will be at least one of those links over on the show notes for the show, because I always do that for you guys. I always make a link of some sort available in case you forget exactly how to spell something. So there's no point in me reading out these big long URLs because you're probably nowhere near a pen and paper to write them down while you're listening to the show. Right on. More fantastic music coming up for you, and I can't wait to share these next two bands with you.
I don't know. Hey, this is Katie Morley, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
But I missed it. Guess I wasn't really listening. Got caught up in my headset, sitting high on this park bench. And everybody's on the run, but there's nothing going on. No, there's nothing going on. Guess I'd rather die in this beat up car. Rather wear goodbye than be torn. Guess I'd rather die if I ever even get that far. A lost cause on a swing set, a back and forth, but I'm over it. Still searching for a mindset. It's taking too long to forget.
Well, there you have it, folks. Two more tracks for your listening pleasure. That is correct. Two more tracks. So first we had Up Astral Swans and their track Birdsong. And these guys, they are from Calgary, Alberta. And it was a direct submit to me. So they penned this song while on tour in Europe, walking through Amsterdam, Vondel Park, right before Christmas. Alone, undressed, and submerged in depressing self-loathing, the lyrics are imagined paranoid heckling of the animals within the park of my mind. They mock me and the reality I've brought upon myself. You can listen to this track again if you play the show back, or over on SoundCloud, Spotify, and Apple Music. And there's an official music video over on YouTube as well. You can also, over on Bandcamp, find the song, and if you buy it there, they are making a donation to the AWO Tan Healing Lodge Society, which is based out of the band's hometown of Calgary, Alberta. So thank you guys for sending that along to me. Track number two was not a direct submission. It was a submission through Artura Research, and Adam over there sent this to me. Was it Adam? I believe it was Adam. Yep, it was Adam. So thank you so much, Adam. This track is from Kadima, I hope I got that right, their debut EP, Napoleon Torn Apart. The track itself is called Beat Up Car. You can find them over on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and more places, of course. And you can find the video for this over on YouTube. So they say that this is They worked with producer and drummer Isaac Carpenter, who to create a tongue-in-cheek collection of rock songs that range from empowering to reflective, capturing the ups and downs of day-to-day life. So Carpenter served as the group's de facto third member, developing an environment that allowed Kadima to write and record with complete freedom. This can be heard on the record's varied production, including Beat Up Car, which pairs triumphant riffs with blunt lyricism, acknowledging and exploring dejection and loss. So if you like that, hopefully you guys will go check out some more of their stuff and maybe check out their entire EP. So we have a couple more tracks for you today, and rather than babble on, I'm going to get right to some more music.
Breaks things. I wanna be Chaplin, the man that always lands upon his feet, always in a smile, and always with that heart upon his sleeve. Oh, that could be like me. I don't wanna be the guy who's clumsy. I wanna be Tarzan, swinging with the mangling wind, ever in spite, gracefully ascending to the trees. All the little boys want to be like me. But you were there, and you were everything to me. But I
Hey, this is Terrence Jack, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
touch the sky through your eyes. But what's been is gone, and only we could have seen it come. But knowing now what we should have done, I would have stayed by your side.
Two more tracks there. Yeah. Pretty great stuff there. So first we had Kate Morley, and the song is The Guy Who Breaks Things. She is from Toronto, Ontario, and that was direct sent to me. Kate and I were emailing back and forth a few times to get this all sorted out and into me, but that's okay because, you know, I got the track and that's all that matters. Fantastic track, I think, at that, and I hope she will send me more of her stuff. So this is her from her fourth solo EP, And you can catch it over on Spotify and Apple Music, of course. So yes, you definitely go check those things out. She says, you'll all recognize the protagonist. We've all been the guy at some point, making questionable decisions, struggling with our destructive inner voices, and wanting desperately to change. The guy who breaks things is about hope, too, thinking about all the best versions of yourself that you could be and being them. Lastly, it's a list of things not to do after you've broken up with someone. Watch the official video on YouTube starring Tyson Cody and my band of handsome fellows. You can also find her over on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So thank you again, Katie, for sending that along. And I really hope you will continue to send me stuff in the future. And we'll have more of her great music to listen to. The guys and her do a fantastic job, I think. And definitely going into the Spotify playlist over on under the Insomnia Canada account. So you guys can find all of our favorite Switches Bin tracks we've played on the show over there. And it'll get keep growing and changing and expanding. And you never know what you're going to find over there. We have 93 shows of music that we can add in if once they're up on Spotify, if bands share stuff over there. Yeah, pretty awesome, right? Definitely, definitely awesome. Now, let me see. Last track. This was, and I'm going to be so apologetic again if I get this last name wrong. This is Joe Bordeaux. I'm sorry, Joe. I've played Joe from a previous project that he was in, but this is the first solo song of his that I've played here. He reached out to me on Twitter, I can't remember how long ago, but then sent everything to me over on email, and that was fantastic. So thank you, Joe. I have all those wonderful links for you about his music, but the track was Yesterday's Today. It is the first solo EP single off the album. Yeah, words are just failing me today. So he's from Hamilton, Ontario, not too far from me. And hopefully you guys will check out some more of his stuff. But of course, Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube, Instagram, and all that fun stuff. And he sent this to me directly. Yes, yes, direct music is fantastic. And the last one, last track, yeah. We'll get to that in just a sec. Because first, you know, I got to tell you about all the other awesome stuff before we wrap up the show. So Patreon is going well. We have 4 fantastic members, donors. A couple of those people have been getting early show release. So these shows get released on Sunday, but the early release donors get them on Friday. So you get stuff 2 days early. I'm looking into talking to some bands about maybe getting you guys some free tracks or some discount codes for some of the other donor levels. So if you're a band and you've got promo codes out there and you don't mind sharing them with me, whether it's one free track, a discount on a digital download, discount for some merch, whatever it is, I would love to share that with my Patreons. And, help you get some extra new fans and all that fun stuff. What else is going on? You can always send me feedback. You can find us. There's Twitter, IR_Canada. Really easy there. You'll know it's us because we've got the Insomnia Radio Canada logo up there for our profile ID. You can send us email, chris@insomniaradio.net. The show is over on Facebook as well, so you know that is a fantastic spot to reach out and talk to us and share things with us and all that great stuff. And back to the Patreon, we have been sharing some public to everybody weekly releases right now. So on Wednesdays, I've been putting up posts about little behind the scenes about how the show gets put together and the whole process of going from how do I get tracks to recording the show and all that. So if you've got questions about that or you want to give me some feedback because you think you can help streamline my process, that would be fantastic. And I'm always up for feedback, especially if it's something that's going to help improve the show or the quality of the way the show is put together or the quality of stuff I can give you guys, you know, all that great stuff. There's also a poll, as I mentioned earlier, over on the Patreon page, which is public and available to everybody to vote on. And it's about how often do you want to hear interviews when we start doing them? Do you want to hear them every show? Do you want to hear clips during different shows? Do you want to hear clips when I play a band song? Do you want to hear it as a special feature instead of a regular show? Do you want to hear just have it as a bonus track here and there? Let me know. I'm interested because I don't want to bombard you with stuff you guys do not want, like nonstop me talking, as we are now, you know, hitting that 30-minute mark and we still have a track to play. So a little bit more stuff. I believe it was last show I played A Tribe Called Red. Or was it two shows ago, I believe now. I don't know. They're fantastic and I'd love to play more of their stuff, but I don't know if it's everybody's cup of tea and I don't want to bombard you all with Tribe Called Red if it's not really your thingy. 3 shows ago. Played them on show 90. So they are actually doing a show in Toronto, Ontario. If you can get there, the show is just a few days after this show will air. So this show is going to air on August 2nd. So on August 6th, if you are in Toronto and you want to go to the City View Drive-In, they are doing a drive-in show, the first ever drive-in show for these guys. There is a maximum of 214 cars for the drive-in show. So if I remember, I will try to get a link in the show notes for you guys to go buy tickets to that show if you want to go. I think it would be well worth seeing if you like their style of music. And if I was closer to Toronto, I'd probably consider it. Though I'd probably be masked up and hiding in my car because, well, it's still COVID season out here. And even though Ontario's cases are not crazy wild and out there, I'm still not wanting to bring that home to my family. So with that, let's have our last track. The last track today was something I found in my inbox today as I was putting the show together because I realized I needed one more track. The band is Magnetic North. The song is High Level Love. These guys were originally from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, but they are now in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Direct submit to me, and that was fantastic. Big PR post from them with all of their information, websites, so you can find them. Let's see, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, and probably more spaces that are not listed. So enjoy this last track. Check out our Patreon. Talk to me, connect with me, Facebook, Instagram, email, whatever works for you. Even over on our Patreon page, there's spots to connect with me and send me messages. So that would be fantastic. So here's our last track, and I'll talk to you next week on show 94. Ciao.
Baby, I love you and I don't understand it. Just how I feel when I'm looking at you. Your hand of mine sends me out of my mind. Wanna tell the world just how I'm feeling. Wash me up on the shore of your love. Hold my breath. Tapped into this education. You're the kind of lover that knows what she likes. And honey, I'm here to please you. You're a deep thinking giver of life. Pick the adventure and I'll be there with you. Wash me up on the shore of your love. Hold my breath, I can't get enough. Finding you was a gift from above. Don't stop, won't stop, I'm hooked on your love. Story. People you've loved and
me apart.